Well, boys and girls, we've got another Mr. Man today. So, everybody ready with their thinking caps? Yes? I'm going to try not to spoil the surprise, but it's difficult. So here we go. You need to guess, all right? So, whatever happened, Mr. Somebody, something about it. If it rained, Mr. Somebody, something that his roof would fall in. If it didn't rain, he's something that all the plants in the garden would die. Any ideas yet? No, this is quite a hard one. What do you think? It's not Mr. Grumpy. We'll keep going. Mr. Not quite yet. Let's try again. So, if he set off shopping, he's something that the shops would be shut when he got there. If the shops were not shut, he's something that he was spending too much money. When he left to go home with his shopping, he'd left something behind. When he got home and discovered he hadn't left anything behind, then he's something that he bought too much. What do you think? It's not Mr. Bossy. Oh, this is a hard one, isn't it? Yes? It's Mr. Worry, exactly. So Mr. Worry, after he'd worried about his shopping, he went for a walk and he saw some friends, and he worried about them as well. And then he met a wizard, a very helpful kind of wizard. And he said, "Hello, who are you?" Mr. Worry said, "I'm Mr. Worry." So what the wizard said was, "I've got something that will help you. If you go home and you write down on a list every single thing that worries you, I'll make sure they never happen." Very clever kind of wizard, wasn't he? So Mr. Worry smiled, hurried home in great excitement, and when he got home, he wrote down all the things that were worrying him, and it was a very, very, very long list. But then he went to bed, and he had a brilliant night's sleep, best night's sleep he'd had in years. And the following day he woke up, and he was really happy, because where had his worries gone? He'd written them down and the wizard was going to take care of them, didn't he? And he had a great day on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday. He was still smiling on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. But then he woke up on Monday and he was a worried man. What do you think was worrying him? He'd written down all his worries. What do you think? Do you know, that was a good answer. What if the wizard didn't take care of him? But he wasn't even worried about that. He was worried because he'd nothing to worry about. So that was Mr. Worry. Do any of you worry? Yeah, some hands up. I know, I worry as well. What sort of things do you worry about? Do you worry about tests maybe at school? What do you worry about? Oh, yes, yes. There's lots of things that we can worry about. Do you know that our Lord Jesus talked about worry? Did you know that? We've got a verse. What does that say? Anyone can read that? What does it say? Abigail. Oh, I couldn't hear that. What does it say? Do not worry. Shall we all say that together? What do we say? 1, 2, 3. Do not worry. Oh, yes. So I'll tell you a story, another story, but this one's a true story. And this is also in the Bible. And it's a man who did the very opposite of worry. What's the opposite of worry?
Not worrying.
Well, not worrying, yes. That's true. I'll tell you, it's trusting. And especially trusting God. And I'll explain. So this is one of my favorite kings in the Bible, a man called King Hezekiah. Anyone heard of King Hezekiah? No, you've heard of him. Good, Naomi. Well, this king was a very special man. In fact, the Bible says that Hezekiah trusted the Lord, the God of Israel. It says that there was nobody like him before him or after. He trusted God so much. But he had a really, really big worry. This one was really big. So another king, he was called the King of Assyria. He was a very, very powerful king. And he'd been conquering all the lands around Jerusalem. So all the kingdoms around where King Hezekiah lived, they were being taken over by this man. So it was quite frightening. And this other man, he sent his commanders, all the top people in his army, with a large, large army to Jerusalem. Now, that's quite scary, isn't it? I think I'd worry if there was a big army about to come to Musselburgh, yes? So this man, he told his field commander to talk to the people, and he really wanted to scare them. And you see, King Hezekiah had been telling the people that they should trust in God. That's what he'd been telling them. But this other man said, why should you trust in God? Because the king of Assyria is far, far more powerful than anybody else. And look what he's done all round about. I don't think any of their gods have been able to help them. So everybody was terrified and really very worried. So, do you think King Hezekiah should have been worried? We've got lots of no's. Well, I'll tell you, he might have been a little bit worried, but he did the right thing with it. He was upset. He was very anxious about it because what he tells us in the Bible, he tore his clothes and he put on sackcloth. That's what they did in Israel when they were really sad about something and frightened about something. But then he went and did the right thing. And what he did was he went straight to a prophet called Isaiah and said, please will you pray to God for me? He went straight to his heavenly Father, to God who can answer prayer. And what did God say, do you think? He said yes in a wee minute, but first of all, he said something else, a bit like our verse. What did our verse say? Do not worry. Well, what God said was, do not be afraid. That was really important. He didn't want Hezekiah to be afraid because God was going to help him. And so what God said was, I'm just going to cause the king of Assyria to hear a report. Some news is going to come in and he's going to have to go away. So he's not going to fight after all. He's just going to have to go home. And that's exactly what happened. The king heard a report and he had to leave. But then what he did was, he wasn't finished yet, this nasty king. He sent a really horrible letter to King Hezekiah, threatening him again and really saying that the Lord couldn't save him. So even when he was on the way out, he was sending this letter. What do you think Hezekiah did? Do you think he worried? No, he didn't. Do you know what he did? He took the letter and he spread it out in front of the Lord. He took the letter to the Lord and he said, you know what this letter says. You know the threats. What am I going to do? And then the Lord answered. So Nate was exactly right. He answered. Now, when the Lord answers, and he always answers our prayers, sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he might ask us to wait, but he always answers. And this time he said, that's enough. And he went out and he sent his angel and he took out the whole army just like that. It's gone. The threat was gone. Just like that. Very powerful. Our God, remember we were learning a wee while ago, our God is almighty. He's in charge over everything. So, what's better? Is it to be like Mr. Worry or to be like King Hezekiah? What do you think? Who wants to be like Mr. Worry? And what about King Hezekiah? Yes, exactly. And our Lord Jesus taught us not to worry. So could we have the next slide? This is the whole verse. Well, a bit of the verse, actually. So it says, do not worry. And why shouldn't we worry? Well, we shouldn't worry because our Heavenly Father knows what we need. So the people that the Lord Jesus was talking to when he said this, they were worried about all sorts of things. They were worried about what they'd eat. Maybe about having enough food. They worried about their clothes. They worried about their lives. They worried about a lot of things. But what the Lord Jesus was saying is, you can trust your Heavenly Father. Our God loves us so much, doesn't he? In fact, our God loved us so much, he sent his only Son to die for us. So if he did that, he's going to help us, isn't he? So this week, if any of us have something to worry about, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep on worrying and worrying? No, let's take it to God in prayer. Can we do that? And trust God. And then we can wait and see what he'll do. And we don't know what he'll do, do we? But he will answer us and show us how much he loves us. So let's think about this week. If you get a worry this week, take it to our Heavenly Father and he'll listen and he'll help us.